Good morning, Grand Rising.
What it do, what it do?
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. My name is Shakoya D.
Being Breeze.
It's your boy Damani.
And yeah, welcome to the Gray Area. This is a podcast that is about whatever we feel like talking about. Yes, whether it's love, life, music, food. Sir. Whatever, literally whatever pops into our head. Just wanted to let you guys in on the conversation. So, let's get started.
Let's get started. Starting with balance.
That's where we're starting. That's where we're starting.
Starting with balance. That's important.
So you feel balance is important in life.
Why?
It is to keep you balance. Keep you at peace. Balance creates peace.
It creates peace. Mm-hmm. How so?
For me personally? Mm-hmm. Once I master the art of balancing spontaneity and order, you know, my life will be like, it's just everything just going to flow. There's going to be little things here and there, but I'm at peace. So it's like, you know, it's nothing. Like, I'm at peace. Like, nothing that can happen. As long, it's like a scale. Okay? Too much of anything it's not good for you. That's why you need balance. For me, I like to lean more over to the spontaneity side. I don't really be wanting to organize and structure. But if I once I bring them both together, everything just gonna flow.
Have you ever brought them together before?
At times, but it's like the consistency of the order. I could do it, but it's just like, I'd rather just get up and go. Like, however I'm feeling, I'd rather just
go.
But even with that, you shouldn't act off of emotion. So however I'm feeling, yeah, it should be some type of structure, some type of order. Granted, it's good to just go, but it should be some type of, it should be a method to the madness. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Balance.
I mean,
I was about to get your perspective, but I know you got a question.
Yeah, I mean, I think balance is good in theory. I don't think we ever actually live a real balanced life, because when you're doing one thing, it's a lot of the times it's hard for you to do something like to do something else, right? So like, when I'm focused on whatever I'm doing in one aspect, if you just focus on it, a lot of times you're doing it almost to an extreme. So it's like, all right, I'm doing this to extreme. If I'm working on homework, I'm working on homework to an extreme. Like if I don't again, let my thoughts wander, whatever, I'm just focusing on this, it's a little bit extreme, but then once you're off of it, you're off of it. So I guess
then you can go to something else, and then that's where the balance comes in at. Because if I'm on the extreme this side, once I start moving towards this side, everything starts to balance out again.
But if this is the extreme on this side, and this is everything else, when you move to the middle, that's not you being at an extreme anymore.
Yeah, I'm getting back to balance. Zen, peace.
Yeah. But so what I was saying, and I think is, which I mean, I kind of agree, but like, again, when you're doing one thing, I think we naturally live our lives in extremes. Like, I think that's how we operate. So like, all right, if I'm spending time with my family, I'm locked in. I'm spending time with my family. There's nothing else that, right? And I think when we try to balance it, a lot of times we're trying to split ourselves in the smaller parts. So it's like, all right,
I disagree.
I think on paper it sounds great. I think it's like, oh yeah, we have a balance to everything, but I think it's just, I think the how we look at it, it should just be like, if I'm focused on this, let's just focus on this.
Mm-hmm. And then, I'm not talking about multitasking.
Yeah.
I'm talking about just having a balance. Like, let's see. Say I'm working. When I come home from work, I'm not thinking about work.
But how is that a balance if the entire time you're thinking about work, you're not balanced at that point? Like, yeah, if that's the time you're at work, you're not thinking.
Like, I'm at the extreme. I'm working. I'm at the extreme. And I come back and just have a little fun. Now I'm back balanced.
Yeah, but when you're having fun, most of the time you're not thinking about work. So that you're not, you're, this is, so like, it's like you never really hit the balance. You never really hit the balance though. Because when you're here, if it's work and fun, right? Mm-hmm. When I'm all work, it's like I'm not having fun. Mm-hmm. If I'm all fun, I'm not thinking about work.
Yeah, that's why.
So it's, when does it actually hit the?
I'm not just working. I'm working and I'm having fun.
So your balance looks like going between the two.
Yeah.
Okay, so it sounds like what you're describing is more so a constant balance, and what he's saying is the balance isn't constantly being in between, whereas like you're splitting your attention. The balance is I give this my attention at this time, and then the other times I give the other thing, like doing the extremes to balance out the time.
Okay. I mean, that's a great way to put it, I think. Yeah. Because when you were mentioning the scale, I'm like, when is the scale ever at a perfect balance? It's like there's never a time for it, but that makes sense.
Yeah,
thanks.
Yeah. You're welcome.
That's good stuff.
What's your
my perspective?
Yeah.
So I don't know that I'm necessarily trying to find a balance. I don't know that a balance is possible for me. I'm just trying to get the things in my life to start. I'm trying to create harmony within my life. So the things that I'm doing to harmonize with each other, so to kind of flow either into each other or get some sort of system that they work together for my benefit, rather than, like, of course, some things is like extremes, like I give my focus, but I want it to kind of like, I guess blend into the next thing, not like be... I don't even know how to describe this, but I don't think there's a such thing as having like a constant balance. I know that the extremes are necessary, but I don't know that going back and forth, like extreme to extreme, mm-hmm. is a balance that would work for me. Maybe for some people it might work, for you it might work. For me, I need something that's like, okay, I'm extremely focused on this, but it flows into whatever else, so that the things, are just kind of working for my good, just like, you know, in the Bible. You know, all things work together for the good of those who love God. Like that. I say harmony.
What's the difference between balance and harmony?
I think balance, like, I think harmony, like, insinuates, like, you're... So you can be, let's say you're hitting a note, right? And it's like, all right, this note could be a very high note, but the rest of it, the other notes that harmonize with it are in this same area, as opposed to if you were on a keyboard, middle C is here. That doesn't necessarily mean it harmonizes with it. Like, technically the balance would be the middle of the keyboard, but you can make a harmony at the high end of the keyboard or the low end of the keyboard.
And it doesn't balance out. Like, if you hit a high note and everything else is low, it doesn't, like, balance out.
I guess it creates its own balance, but rather than trying to balance it, I guess, in the center, like having a center that I'm trying to balance around, it's like I'm creating a balance within whatever I'm doing. So maybe when I'm doing... I almost said homework. We ain't been in school.
It's because I said that before, my man.
Maybe if I'm writing music or if I'm working on music, it'll have this level of balance. And then when I want to read, it kind of goes, it's like this level. So you're not getting the same type of attention. Like, I'm not giving it the same type of attention at the same exact time, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But they can work together, like, so that it doesn't hinder. Like, maybe reading doesn't necessarily hinder me from creating new music, but it only aids further into me being creative.
Yeah. And it's like the reading, my bad to cut you, and like the reading, maybe it goes, it's again, still in with the harmony thing, it's still in closer to this side of the scale, as opposed to like if she was like, I want to learn how to flip houses. which is totally has nothing. It's like it's on a totally different end of the spectrum.
But it still may work. Like it still will work.
But not saying that it's not gonna work. But not going from one extreme to another. Like if I'm if my focus is here, I want the way that my life is set up right now. I want the rest of the things that I focus on to harmonize with whatever that day or in that moment. Like I don't want it to be like I'm completely focused on music and then I jump all the way. I don't know where I'm jumping to.
Learning a language, or which is.
Well, actually, I be doing that.
I mean, that is true, but
I be jumping, but I'm trying to figure out a harmony between it. I don't know that balance in the way that you guys are describing it, or just in general is. I don't feel that that's the term that I'm looking for.
Oh, word. We all saying the same thing though, just using different words for it.
Well, yeah, but. We're also describing it differently.
Describing it in a way that makes sense to us, but essentially we're saying the exact same thing.
I mean, yeah, but still, yeah. I like harmony better.
Yeah, and I think I was more so saying that I feel like it's to get the balance that at least how people describe it, I don't see it. Like I just don't see at least not in my life. Like I think a lot of the things when we're doing them in extremes. So it's like we're doing it to a point again. If you want to, a lot of times what they say is if you want to see some success in something, you have to be almost obsessively focused on it. And it's like there's no way for you to be, let me not say no way, but it's hard for you to be balanced in everything when you're obsessive over something. But you need to be obsessive over something to be successful at something.
So if you're doing something constantly, if you're constantly doing something, you don't take a break?
It depends. It depends on what it is. And I mean, like, sometimes you don't. Sometimes you're like, sometimes I don't rest in the middle. I rest at the end. I rest when the job is done. I'm not saying it's all the time, but sometimes it's like, if I leave this moment, I don't know if it's going to feel the same way. I don't know. So sometimes when I'm in it, I don't want to stop until I see it through. And then once I see it through,
you take a break.
I mean, yeah.
So you could wind down, regroup.
Yeah.
Then that, like, you coming from this extreme and you bringing it back to center. Once you get off the extreme, things start to balance out.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, I think it depends because you can, so it could be like, all right, I was extremely creating, I was extremely designing t-shirts or whatever. And then you like, I was doing this for so long, let me just sit. And the next thing you know, now you're watching TV for 3 hours. That's not a balance to me. That's like, that's not necessarily a break. Like, because now you're going from the extreme of, hey, I was creating to, hey, I'm now consuming almost a little bit too much. Or if I'm binge watching the show, it's excessive. We binge watch shows. Like, so it's not necessarily, like, is it a balance because we're doing the things that are extreme, or is it a balance because you stopped doing the one extreme and started doing something for a second and then went back into doing an extreme? If that makes sense. I don't know if that was a...
Say it one more time.
So, all right, would you consider it a balance? It's like, all right, I was working on this design for 5 hours. Mm-hmm. And then from how you were saying it, once I stopped doing that, then life is moving closer to balance, right? I'm saying, all right, is it considered balance if I'm doing this for 5 hours and I do something else that, granted, is something else that's for 5 hours? Like, is that considered balanced?
It just depends on the person. Some people need that extra, yeah, it's just perspective. It's just perspective. Everybody need a different amount of time to get back together, get back balanced, get back centered.
Okay.
But is getting centered the same thing as being balanced?
Okay, getting back to center. But yeah, if you unbalanced, are you centered?
You could be in the middle. But not balanced.
But I ain't say that.
Like, I'm trying to think of a way to kind of describe it. At least in my mind. Bad. You good?
Hot.
It's a
pardon me, listening. A little toasty in here.
But for you, right? You work on something for 5 hours straight. So you consider the time that you're like, all right, I'm gonna go eat something. You consider that you getting closer to balance, being balanced.
When I say balance, I don't mean it's not like an equal amount of time, but it's like I'm not just doing this one thing. I'm working, but I'm also doing things that allow me to take my mind away from working or like just having fun. Granted, some of the work be fun, but if I'm constantly working, that's an easier way to burn out. So if I'm working, I might go outside and just to wind down a little bit. And then my mind is not at the same point it was. So I have a fresh start, sort of. I kind of have a fresher start than just keep going.
Okay, so do you feel like you're already balanced then? Because from how you describe it, about what,
in certain
what
areas,
you do, yeah.
But balancing the spontaneity with the order, I haven't mastered that balance. That's where I'm looking to find balance at. Mm-hmm. So like, just getting up and going. But still have some type of structure and just finding the balance between the two.
So, question. You don't think that you having long spurts of you being
spontaneous?
There we go. Messing me up with that. Spontaneous versus, all right, let's say you have a long stretch of you being spontaneous. Then follow that with like, you know what, I've been spontaneous for too long. Let me get some structure. You wouldn't consider that a balance?
Nah. For me, it's like, all right, my day is, all right, how I would do it. I haven't done it yet, but how I would do it. Plan out my days, mm-hmm. but leave room for the spontaneity or spontaneous.
That word action. Is
just, I don't know why it is spontaneous.
I was good.
You were just
spontaneous.
It's the switch from back and forth. That's what it is.
Just seeing what type of sentence I want to throw out there. But yeah, if I structure my day and then leave room for spontaneity.
So I would say that you're trying to find the harmony between the structure and the spontaneity. Because those are two things that can work together if you allow them to.
Yeah, it can. Which also brings me, I don't know about y'all, but it'll bring me balance. Allow me to be at peace. Return to
center. Well, I was asking because I was going to say, it sounds like you're already there. It sounds like you don't want to call it that until you feel like until you get to a certain point. I don't know what the point is.
My day's not playing how I want them to be playing. Some of them are, most of them not. Like, yeah, some of them planned amazingly. Mm. Others, it's just like the consistency of planning out my day. That's, the spontaneity, I could, get out there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, just planning it out. And then even planning, like, availability for people. Like, oh, you got to hit me in advance. Some people, if they hit me, I could change the schedule around for you. But most people, it's a dub.
But so right now, it sounds like you're saying, at the moment, you've been all spontaneity and no structure, which would kind of prove my original point. Which is like now you're putting an effort, more of your effort into being structured and less of your effort into being spontaneous.
Because you've mastered that.
I mean, I'm a Sagittarius, so that's in our That's in my genes. It's in my blood. Yeah.
Right. So you're working on the structured part because you don't feel like that comes natural to you or as natural to you.
I feel like I never had to be, I never had to create my own structure, like a structure that works for me until I started adulting. But then even when I started adulting, I wasn't really an adult. But now I'm an adult, so some things in the life that we live in, so just got to get things in order. Like, so I need the structure. It's going to keep me going.
Right.
It's going to keep me walking forward. But the spontaneity will keep me balanced and keep me from feeling like work, like I'm working.
Yeah.
Or like overload and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's almost like, and I agree with that. I think it's almost like you need a, if somebody told you to paint something, it's like, all right, give me a canvas that I can, and just let me paint whatever I want to paint. But if you just tell me to paint, like, where am I painting? You want me to paint the whole globe? Like, where am I? So it's like, just give me, if you give me the structure, the whatever the structure is, I have this canvas I can paint, and just tell me to paint. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm fine. I can do that. That way it leaves you the room to be as creative, as free as you want to be. But still, like, this is the, these are the guidelines. Like,
and it creates, like, inspiration. Like, having them, having the spaces, it creates inspiration. Regardless if I'm going somewhere or doing something, or just relaxing. Like, I could come back and fresh start.
Interesting. I also had a question about one of the things you said. You were saying, because you were trying not to think with your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, why do you feel like, what's wrong with that?
You, I feel as if you, I feel that if you only react off emotion, well, yeah, you're reacting instead of responding. So if I'm mad, I'm going to react angrily instead of responding. Like, reading a room and responding how I should respond. Like, what, how I actually feel like would be the best way to respond.
I don't think that's necessarily, like not working with your emotions. I still feel, so I think that you, it's important to, because a lot of people, and I'm not saying that this is exactly what you're saying, but a lot of times when people say you can't live life based off of your emotions, is that people start to not acknowledge their actual emotions, right? And then you start playing in this role of who you think that people are looking to see, or what you should do or what you shouldn't do, when in actuality, like, your emotions will, if you listen to your emotions, doesn't always mean that you're just reacting, right? Sometimes with your emotions, it'll tell you, okay, we don't want to be in this situation again. Or it'll be like, okay, you're upset by this. It'll help you figure out what actually made you upset so that you can move accordingly.
That's responding, right? Not reacting.
But that doesn't, that's not dictated. You just reacting is not dictated by your emotion.
If I react, I'm not thinking.
But that's not emotion, actually. When you think about that, right? If when you go to the doctor and they hit your knee, you don't have to think about it. Yeah, but that has nothing to do with your emotions. It's just about they hit something and it's like, oh, I didn't even think about it. My reaction just kind of happened.
They hit the little joint.
This is where my leg bend at.
If you hit a spot.
Yeah,
it's going to go like this.
But it's not just the knee thing. It's the same thing with like
your brain.
Yeah, like somebody comes too close to your space, or somebody like hits you something, you might just hit back without even thinking. And it's like, I wasn't thinking about it. It didn't even make me mad. It was just like knee jerk reaction. Yeah, it's like I've trained myself in this scenario to do something, so I didn't have to think about it. Now your emotions can come into play with it, but that doesn't always mean that.
But emotions have nothing to do with a natural reaction. Like, if somebody go like this, wind blows in your eyes. It's okay to blink. That's not me flinching.
Yeah.
It's just me blinking because wind is blowing in my eyes.
But that's what
we're saying. That's a natural reaction. Yes. I'm not mad. I have no emotion at that point.
But that's what we're saying. Like, your reaction is not always emotion. Like, you just reacting sometimes is just a natural thing.
Yeah, but I'm not saying that. I'm saying if I was speaking about reacting based off of my emotion.
All right, y'all. We got another audio only episode. Well, for the rest of this episode.
Curious. Just reacting based off of my emotion. They two different things.
But I'm saying your reaction is not always, or your emotion is not always indicative of your reaction.
But if my emotions, if I allow my emotions to control my reaction.
I mean, that is a thing. But I don't.
That's what I'm speaking of. That's the point I'm speaking to.
But I think it's hard to, like, I think it's hard to try, not saying you can't separate the two, but I think it's hard to separate the two because we are 100% always in our emotions. We're always in the feelings. Like, we're always in the feels, right? So, to try and make decisions without them, right, it's a hard thing to say. So, like, how could you make a decision without the emotion when the emotion is half, more than half of the reason why you're doing whatever you're doing?
I'm not talking about disregarding my emotions. I'm talking about assessing, acknowledging my emotions, and assessing the situation, and based off my assessment, reading the room and everything, I can make the best what I feel like would be the best choice for me.
Wait, what was the original statement that you made?
I don't know. But I know I was talking about responding based off emotion.
So, okay. I can understand that. I don't know. I feel like emotions get a bad rap. I feel like it's good to feel your emotions. Yeah, and sometimes
I love my emotions. And I mean, great. They create amazing content.
But I think that reacting based off of your emotion and responding based off of your
emotions. Responding to your emotions. Continue.
What's the difference for you then? You said responding to your emotions as opposed to responding
based on your emotions. What's the difference? Before I continue my statement.
For me, responding to my emotions is taking a step back and, okay, I am, like, acknowledging, okay, I am upset, and seeing what's the best recourse. Responding, what was the other one?
I said responding based on your emotions.
That's, to me, that's reacting. So, I'm mad, so now I want to fight. So if I'm mad and I want to fight and I'm responding based off of my emotions, I'm going to fight. But if I'm mad and I want to fight, but I'm responding to my emotions, okay, I'm mad, I do want to fight, but if I fight, this and this can happen. I can go this route and
I feel like that's very subjective on based on how you were taught to deal with your emotions. Because not everybody's response, like, based on their emotion is like some people's response, like when they get mad, is to step back and assess, right? But I think it's really based on how you were taught to deal with your emotions, either growing up or just at a young age in general. And I know that it's different for everybody, whether you're men or women. And
what's wrong with male or female?
You know, I heard that, you know, people don't like being called female. Because
female is an adjective and it doesn't describe the noun, right? So female is female what? Female dog? Female whale? Like, what are we talking about? That's why people have an issue typically with female versus
male. Is it male the same thing?
Yeah, exactly. But we just don't, some people have issues with it. So it's like you're a male what? A male horse? You know, that's what the point was. But
I thought you was on a roll.
You were. You male and female. I didn't even notice you said it until
anything. I didn't know you were going to interject.
I'm on this hill with you.
But yeah, so whether you're male or female, it's like everybody's taught to deal with their emotions differently. So in responding to your emotions or responding based on your emotions, everybody's reaction or response is going to be very different. It might be similar, but like it's going to be different in whatever nuances. Like for you, you might get angry and be like, I want to fight. For me, I might get angry and be like, I just want to leave.
Like, I don't want to speak to nobody no more. Don't talk to me. And then, because if I step back, yeah, like, my first inclination is, like, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to assess, but I don't want to talk to nobody else. Like, I want to leave.
And that's fine.
But, dang, y'all made me forget my point. Anyway,
I don't want to roll.
It's subjective, I feel like. And I feel like it's not always bad, because I noticed that a lot of people are like, you can't allow your emotions to control you, but it's another thing where it has to be harmony. That's another thing where you have to find your balance of, like, acknowledging and accepting your emotions and using your emotions to make the best decisions, rather than just... A lot of people use their emotions as, like, a scapegoat or an excuse for whatever they did. Mm-hmm. And that's when you're like, oh, well, you can't allow your emotions to control you. But it's like, you really didn't. That was just your excuse, because you didn't really think this through. And you're like, oh, well, I was mad, or I was this, I was that. And it's like, nah.
But I also think the opposite is true, right? I think some people would be like, hey, if you're emotional, you can't make a sound, logical decision. I don't think that's true at all. There's so many, if that was the case, there would be so many times where people were like in very like intense situations where they don't make great decisions. And you can still make a great decision even if there's emotion attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, you just have to be aware of being like, aware of when you're making a decision. You just have to be aware, like, I think. Because
yeah.
I think a lot of times we'll be like, hey, you're too emotional to make this decision, which can happen.
It can happen.
It can. I'm not saying it can't. It can happen. But we don't ever talk about, like, all right.
You're not emotional enough.
Yeah, you're like,
decision.
Yeah, it's like, you're not attached to this decision at all. This probably wasn't the best time for you to
make this decision. So finding that balance. But it's important, though, because, like, all parts of you are supposed to be working together, you know, for your highest good. But it's a lot of triggers, it's a lot of trauma, it's a lot of different things that we aren't taught to deal with or taught how to handle or even recognize in ourselves until after something already happened. So it really is subjective. I feel like from person to person, situation to situation, but it's important to learn to deal with your emotions. Let's learn to work with your emotions. I feel like not just dealing with them, because a lot of people think that dealing with their emotions just sweeping stuff under the rug or sucking in whatever tears they had, or, you know, not ever getting mad. So just learn to work with your emotions.
So yes, balance.
Balance.
And y'all started arguing my point. That's why I ain't saying y'all started arguing my
point. What I was gonna say was, but I think you don't, you learn balance, like, I guess, but you only learn it through extremes. So that's the reason why I'm saying I don't know if it really ever ends up being achieved, because you can't know what warm feels like until you have to know hot, you have to know cold, right? So it's like, I think we go through very long stretches of being one or the other a lot of times, and then, like, at some point, I think we just get used to, like, the period between going from hot to cold just shrinks. That's all I think. I don't necessarily think we ever actually...
We find the harmony.
Yeah.
harmony.
Like I said, I can't necessarily say it's really a balance, because if when I'm doing something, again, whether it's multitasking, if when I'm doing something, I'm only doing that, technically speaking, I'm not balanced at that moment.
Yeah, not at that moment, but...
Which was where I was leaning.
It's like when you're walking, you're never balanced until you stand still. Like, when you're walking, it's only always more weight on one side, on one foot than the other.
Yeah.
So it's just like that. But with it being more weight on one side than the other, you're balanced.
Yeah, balance. Yeah, I guess it was balanced, but so balanced like by this. Being extreme, which kind of makes we're agreeing still, right? But it's like, yeah, it's balanced through the means of being extreme. It's not balanced through, like, how do I explain? It's like, all right,
we're, it's not balanced as way of everything being equal at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You find the harmony in balancing the things.
Yeah, because in my head I was thinking like, all right, again, if we have a scale, if on one side you're like, all right, there's an elephant on a scale, and then on the other side it's a plane. It's like the only way to, most of the time, the only way to balance it is to, again, you have to have the same amount of weight on both sides, right? But I think we live, it's like, all right, let's just add a ridiculous amount of weight on both sides. As opposed to, like, how they explain balance, is, all right, let's just get it, let's take some of the weight off both sides. As opposed to, we just kind of do more extreme stuff until we kind of like, all right, I did this extreme for a month, let me do this extreme for a month. Let me do this extreme for 2 weeks, I did this extreme for two, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, we agree.
Yeah, we are just, the same point, yeah. So using different words.
Harmony.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Who the hell left the gate open?
I don't know if y'all can hear this, but somebody is singing outside.
Singing it hard out.
Like, man. Singing mad loud. We don't even know what they're singing, but
speaking Arabic.
Definitely
so. Yeah, that just threw us off. But yeah, so finding a harmony.
Yeah, find a balance.
And
live at your extremes.
Is that what you was about to say?
No, it's not what I was going to say at all, but that was good. That was good.
You made him sound like he was doing a workout commercial.
Live at your extreme.
Yep.
Push it to the limit.
Push it to the limit. We should do a commercial like that.
Word.
But yeah. I think that's, yeah, that's great, guys. I think I'm right. I think you guys should start using harmony instead of balance.
You know, balance works for me.
Harmony. It's just fun to say.
Balance. Balance works for me.
No, I said, yeah.
Oh, okay. I was about to say. Say it like how I said it.
No. I mean, harmony sounds good because, I mean, it don't have to be a...
A perfect balance.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't have to be... Yeah, it doesn't have to be a perfect...
Yeah, where is now? I just said balance.
Whatever. Yeah. Harmony.
Yeah, but some people can... Hey, that actually works out probably better, actually. Because, like, if you're actually doing a harmony with people,
mm-hmm.
like, some people sing way louder, but because somebody else is doing
a lower part,
like, ooh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah. That's why I like harmony, because it's, like, different stuff, but the same stuff, but it all worked together. But, like, some people be loud, some people be soft, and, like, it just be coming together. Mm-hmm.
Word.
Mm-hmm. It might be an octave, it might be a perfect fifth, it might be a dissonant chord. Ain't that the right word?
Yeah, dissonant.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It might be like an augmented something or other, you know. I went to school sometimes. Don't ask me to read, though.
she can read, just not, I can not read music.
English. Just don't ask me to read a sheet of music. I can read English, though.
Just had to throw that disclaimer out here. You can read, please.
I can read. I'm literate. I am literate. I didn't want people to think that I was saying I'm illiterate.
That's why you said it again?
Yeah.
Okay, I just was like,
all right. Like, let me separate these words so you know. But y'all got any other thoughts on harmonies, balance, finding oneself?
Nah, I'm good.
I'm all right, I'm chill.
All right, well, thank you guys for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. If you are watching on YouTube, we do apologize about the video cutting off. Our memory card died. But don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And we will see y'all next week. Bye.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.